This is a CHY News Update. Air quality warnings continue for several regions in the central Vancouver Island area due to nearby wildfires. The BC SPCA is warning pet owners to keep their pets inside during smoky conditions. This past week, the Nanaimo area saw the Air Quality Health Index reach high-risk conditions as smoke from the out-of-control Mount Underwood fire continues to burn near Port Alberni. The BC SPCA says when poor air quality is a concern, many of the warnings issued to humans can also apply to pets. Eileen Drever, Senior Officer of Protection and Stakeholder Relations for the BC SPCA, told CHY the best way to minimize harm to pets due to poor air quality is to keep them indoors with windows and doors closed.
Try to avoid outdoor exercising, running or hiking, and actually limit outdoor time just to bathroom breaks. We would also suggest consider air purifiers or filters.
She says pets can also be at risk for respiratory issues when outside during smoky conditions, and it's important for pet owners to watch for symptoms.
So some of the common signs of exposure: irritation of the throat, nose, and eyes, making them red and watery. Your dog or cat could actually start coughing. The sneezing and runny nose and gagging. Even if they're resting, their respiratory rate can be increased.
Drever recommends keeping active pets occupied inside with puzzle games or long-lasting treats like animal bones.
And even like putting treats in a Kong or something. And that means that they have to work at getting the treat out. So it's to keep them, their mind occupied. Yeah, and you know, just give them lots of attention. They always love attention and they always provide unconditional love for us. So this is a difficult time for them and we should just be looking out for them.
Drever says if an animal does go outside, they should be wiped off right away once back inside, especially cats who can ingest smoke debris from cleaning their coats. As wildfires burn in several different locations on Vancouver Island, Drever says it's very important to ensure pets have some form of identification, such as a microchip or tag.
Please make sure your animal has some form of identification on them, just in case they slip out and they run off. This is a scary time for animals, and they tend to pick up on our emotions as well. So try to keep calm, and they'll be calm with you. But if you get excited, they'll get excited.
She also recommends having a grab-and-go bag prepared with medical records, a leash and harness, and identification in case of an emergency evacuation. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.